Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar corn pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of Big John and Little Mike. Say, boys and girls, if you haven't discovered what's inside the new big yellow box of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, well, you're in for a bigger treat than ever. Because the new Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops you'll find inside those yellow boxes are sweeter and crisper and tastier than ever. So be sure you get to try them real soon, won't you? Now, let's listen. Cleaning out the lawless element of the Old West was a job for strong men with rawhide courage and nerves of steel. The most famous of the lawmen who tackled that job were United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles. And one of the most vicious teams of outlaws they ever faced was that of Big John and Little Mike.
Hey, come back here. Stop us, eh? Oh, dag, nab the ding dong, dad, blasted luck. He got away again.
You're not much good with a six gun, are you, Sheriff?
Huh? Now, Buddy Wilson, you quit plaguing me. I got enough troubles.
Yeah, and you're going to have more right pronto.
I am? What you mean, boy?
Here comes a bunch of folks that heard the shooting, and Little Mike's in the lead.
Little Mike?
Yeah, and you know what that means. He's going to be after your hide for fair this time.
Well, boys, there he is, your guardian of law and order for Mossy Ben. What are you shooting up the town for this time, Sheriff?
I weren't shooting up the town, and you know it, Little Mike. I was shooting at Big John, who had just robbed the bank.
So, Big John outfoxed you again, huh? Seems like that's getting to be a habit with you.
Why don't you make up a posse and go after him, Sheriff?
Now, you mind your own business, boy. You just eat... Hoshy, eh? Well, now, I reckon that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Yep, sure is. Little Mike?
Yeah?
I'm making up a posse right this minute to go after Big John, and I'm deputizing you first.
Oh, no, you're not. Law and order's your job. I run the hardware store. That's my job.
Now, you know I wouldn't stand a chance of a feather in a tornado going after Big John by myself.
Then I reckon there's only one thing left to do, Sheriff.
What's that, boy?
Send for Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok?
Sure, Wild Bill can catch anybody and make him holler calf rope quicker than a bobcat can blink his eye.
Bill, don't you reckon we're ever going to come to a town?
This road's got to lead to someplace, Jingle.
Well, I hope it leads there real quick. We've been on the trail so long, I'm ready to trade Joker in on a nice, comfortable rocking chair.
And I'll bet he's ready to trade you for a nice big bale of hay with an even swap.
Oh, now, Joker, you quit hoorahing me. Hey, Bill, look at that rider fogging down the road toward us.
He sure is in a hurry.
Well, let's stop him and ask him where the next town is. Whoa, whoa, Joker.
Whoa, watch that, whoa. All right, you ask him, partner.
Yeah. Hey, stranger, rain up.
Get out of my way.
Hey!
Hello, boy. Oh, boy, you hurt me. Nice. Get out of my way.
Ah, just a minute, stranger. My partner just wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah. Well, I ain't ready to answer no questions. I'm through wasting time with you two. I'm coming through. Now, get up, you bastard. Call you.
I'll be on his gun.
Why, you...
Now, you see what happens when some pig-headed walloper like you tries to ride through Wild Bill Hickok?
Hickok?
Yeah, it comes as a little surprise, don't it?
Never mind, Jingles. I reckon our friend was in just too big a hurry to be sociable.
Yeah, well, what'd you want with me, Hickok?
Jingles just wanted to ask you if there was a town at the end of this road.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's all. But now I got a mind to ask you what was making you hightail it down this road like a posse was after you. You being chased or something?
Hold it, Jingles. Oh. So far, that's none of our business.
Yeah, fat boy. Like Hickok says, that's none of your business. Oh. And the town you're looking for is only about 3 miles down the road, called Mossy Bend.
Thanks.
And when you get to Mossy Bend, be sure to tell the sheriff Big John sent you. He'll be right happy to know that.
Howdy, Wranglers. This is your sidekick, Panhandle Jim, saying, mighty good to be with you again. And mighty good to be snacking on these wonderful new Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops, too. You betcha. I don't know anything that's more fun than getting together like we do and chomping on our Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops right out of the box just like candy. Every handful is downright delicious. Yes, sirree, by jingo. And that goes for sugar corn pops in the morning for breakfast, because every spoonful out of the bowl with milk is downright delicious, too. Yep, delicious is the word for new Kellogg sugar corn pops. Out of the bowl or out of the box, morning, noon, or night, corn pops are just right, because they're already sweetened, ready for eating. Now, let's listen.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops.
When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles had their run-in with Big John, they didn't know he had just robbed the bank in Mossy Bend. As they rode into town a little while later, the two partners were having a slight disagreement.
Now, Bill, I don't see no use in going to the sheriff's office at all.
You heard that, Jasper, say. The sheriff would be happy to hear he sent us to Mossy Bend, Jingles.
Yeah, but I ain't no messenger boy just going around delivering greetings.
Well, I'm right curious about that fella Big John. I'd like to ask the sheriff about him. Hoo-ba-cha-hoo.
Oh, Joker. Well, I ain't the least bit curious for a change. I'm all set to get me a bath and a shave and then wade through enough victuals to stock Fort Laramie, and that's just what I am going to do.
All right, partner, you go right ahead. I'll walk across the street to the sheriff's office and then come back and meet you here. Just keep out of mischief until I get back.
Oh, now there he goes again. Now you just keep out of mischief, he says. He knows doggone well I never get into... Hey, who's shooting? I'll get you, you varmint!
What are you shooting at, mister?
Huh? Oh, why, 40 bandits just tried to shoot it out with me, and I scared them off again.
I didn't see no bandits.
You didn't? Huh. Well, you must have heard the shots.
That was me. I busted a paper bag behind your back.
You did? Huh. You little scallywag. You know, I got a mind to turn you right over my knee.
Oh, you couldn't catch me.
Oh, I'll bet I could.
Just try it. Come on, just try it.
I'll show you, you little maverick. You just wait. I'll tan your hide for scaring me like that. Hey, where are you going in there?
Between these buildings. You can't get in.
Oh, yes, I can. Hey, help. Help, I'm wedged in here.
I told you you couldn't catch me in a million thousand years.
No, oh, you little Gila monster.
All you did was catch yourself, and now you're stuck.
Oh, now stop hoorahing me and get me out of here. I can't move.
What do you give me?
Well, I'll give you a lick and you'll remember for the... Uh-oh. Hey, now be a good little boy and do something. I'll give you a stick of peppermint candy. How's that?
Nah, that ain't nothing.
Well, how about it if I give you a ride on my horse, Joker?
No, I got a horse of my own.
Oh, now, gee willikers, let's stop this John and get me some help. I got to get out of here right now.
Nope, you might give me a licking. So long. Maybe I'll send somebody to find you later.
Hey, don't leave me stuck in here. Bill comes back, he'll just give me what for this. Hey, somebody help. Bill! Oh, doggone it anyway.
You mean you saw that murdering, thieving Big John face to face and shot the gun out in his hand?
That's right, Sheriff. Who is he?
Who is he? Why, Dad Burnett Hickok, that's the lowest, meanest owl hoot west of the Mississippi River, and that's covering a lot of territory.
Too bad I didn't get your message before I happened into him.
It sure is. You could have brought him in just as easy as swatting flies. And that's what I was sending for you to help me do. Now, Dad blasted, he'll be holed up in that hideout of his, which is darn near impossible to get to.
Well, Sheriff, you'll go for you. You still figuring on sending for a Wild Bill Hickok?
No, I ain't, little Mike.
I figured you wouldn't.
I ain't going to send for him because he's right here. Hair, hide, and all, in the flesh.
Huh? Who?
Hickok, you yapping little terrier. Open your eyes and look at him. Shake hands with him. If he's a mind to dirty his hands.
Howdy, friend.
Hickok, you here already?
I just happened to be riding through this country.
Well, now, ain't that a coincidence?
Yeah, ain't it? And a big sack of bad luck for that bank-raiding bandit Big John.
Well, I wish you both luck, gents. We'll be waiting for you to bring him in. Everybody will be glad to know you're here, Mr. Hickok.
He didn't sound as happy about my being here as the words he was saying, Sheriff.
That little sidewinder. He's always riding me. Just let something happen and little Mike's right there a-picking the bones. My bones, mostly.
Well, you get yourself ready, Sheriff, and I'll go round up Jingles. We might as well get started after Big John before the word gets around that I'm here.
Were you looking for somebody, mister?
I sure am, Sonny.
My name's Buddy. He's over there.
Who is?
The one that's lost. Hey, gee whiz. You're Wild Bill Hickok, aren't you?
Well, that's what they call me, Button.
Hoppin' horn toads. If I'd have known that, I wouldn't have done it. Honest, Mr. Hickok.
Done what, Buddy?
What I did. Come on, we gotta get him out.
No, wait a minute. Slow down, youngster, and put it to me plain.
Well, you're looking for a big fat guy with a voice like a sick burro what ain't et for 4 days, ain't you?
Yeah, I guess that fits my partner all right, but I'm in a hurry.
Then bring that rope off your saddle and come on.
All right. What's he gotten into this time, Buddy?
Something you can't get out of alone. So we gotta help him. See, there he is.
Jink!
Bill! Bill, is that you?
Yeah. How'd you get stuck in between those buildings?
Get me out of here and I'll tell you.
Okay. I'll pull on your belt here. Here you come. Just a little more.
That's doing it, Bill. There, I'm... Wow! Gee, it was awful. There was 40 bandits started shooting at me and I... Oh, now you little sidewinder, I'm going to get you.
Now I begin to see.
Gee whiz, Mr. Jingles, can't we shake and be friends?
No, no siree.
Please?
No.
Jingles, I think it'd be healthier all around if you did.
Sure, then you'd be safe from me. I don't pick on my friends.
No siree.
Jingles?
Oh, all right. Well, shake. Put her there, kid.
My name's Buddy. Buddy Wilson. Now that I got you two together, I'm going to help you round up Big John.
I heard that, Buddy, and you ain't going to do no such thing. Place for you is home. Now get.
You'll wish you had me with you when the time Big John shoots you full of holes.
No, you just take it easy, Buddy. Your time's going to come. You ready, Sheriff?
Yep, sure am, Hickok.
Me too. So long, Buddy.
Come on, let's ride. Hi, Buckshot, hi.
Hey, get along there, Juniper.
Jump, Joker, you heard what Bill said. Ho, ho, ho!
Hey, what are you doing up here, Mike?
Big John, we got trouble. I had to come to warn you.
Warn me about what?
Well, the sheriff's on the way up here with you.
You know I ain't afraid of that fuddling old turnkey.
Yeah, but this time he's bringing company with him.
Company?
Yeah, I said company. Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy.
Hickok? So he did meet up with the sheriff.
What do you mean?
I met Hickok once before today. I told him to give the sheriff my regards. I guess he did all right.
He was talking to the sheriff all right. And they're on the way up here now. I took the shortcut only you and me know about. What's that?
Well, what are you so nervous about? It's probably just a bear knocking over my washpan again. Happens all the time.
Oh.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe it ain't no bear at all. Maybe you're double-crossing me, little Mike.
Me?
Maybe you led Hickok up here and...
No, Big John. No, you and me as partners.
Yeah. Well, we'll both take a look around the house. You first. Right on around the corner. If there's anybody there, you're going to get it first, right in the back.
But what if it's Hickok?
Then I'll get him while you're shielding me. Looks like I come out all right either way, don't it, little Mike? Now get moving.
Partners, you know, out on the range, Wrangler's the fellow who has charge of the chuck wagon. He sees that there's always plenty of good eating around for all the ranch hands. Well, now, how about you being the Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops Wrangler at your ranch? Then, just like those good fellas out on the range, you can take over and make sure there's always plenty of these delicious new sugar corn pops on hand at your ranch. Yes, sirree, by jingo. And the way your family's going to go for new Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops, out of the box like candy or out of the bowl with milk, you'll really have to keep an eye on the supply. So don't forget to load up big on those new bright yellow boxes of Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine right on front. Because everybody's going to be diving into them.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Big John, suddenly suspicious of his partner, Little Mike, forced Mike to walk ahead as they rounded the hideout cabin to investigate a strange noise.
All right, go on around the corner.
Now, wait, Big John, wait. If that's Hickok, he'll blast me.
Now, ain't that just too bad? I'd sure miss you. Move. Get on around or I'll blast you first.
All right. Don't push me. Now, let's see who... John?
Hey, what is it?
Why, it's a kid.
Hey, you...
Let me go.
Just settle down, you little monkey, and tell me what you're doing here.
I was riding out and dropped by this way.
Yeah, a likely story. He was spying on us for Hickok.
I was not.
How'd you get here?
By the shortcut.
Yeah, little Mike, you heard him. By the shortcut. And you and me was the only ones supposed to know that way.
Oh, I've known about that for a long time.
Well, maybe, John, maybe he told Hickok.
Did you, kid? Did you tell Hickok and the sheriff?
No, I wouldn't tell that old sheriff nothing.
Well, that's just fine. That gives us just one trail to watch. Come on, in the cabin, kid.
What are you going to do with me?
We'll have to worry about that later. Right now, we're going to set up a little gun smoke welcome for Wild Bill Hickok and his friends. After we're rid of them, then we can take care of you.
Bill, it sure is a steep hill. Are we on the right trail, Sheriff?
Yeah, and this is the only trail, Jingles. There, look up ahead. There's Big John's cabin.
Good hideout, all right.
That's too good, Bill. Big John shot it out with more than one posse coming up this trail. That's why I couldn't get nobody to come up here with me this time.
Well, this is far enough. Move, I can't
move. Hold up, Jennifer girl. What you got in mind, Bill?
You two go on foot up the trail straight to the cabin. When he starts shooting, take cover and keep him interested.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to circle around and go at the cabin from the side. Oh. You wait a minute to give me a start, then move up.
Surprise him, huh?
I'll try to. You just keep him looking your way. And don't get where he can hit you.
Oh, we won't, will we, Sheriff?
Not by a long shot. Or a short shot, either. That's kind of funny, ain't it?
No, I don't think so. I say funnier things than that all the time.
Like what, for instance?
What makes a chicken run across the road? Give up?
Nope. I never give up. I'll figure it out.
Doggone it, he started shooting.
Get your head down or you'll get it shot off.
Bill said keep Big John interested.
Yeah, throw a few slugs at him.
Doggone it, he just missed my hat. Maybe he's too interested.
Come on. Come on. Let's get closer to the cabin. We got to help Bill all we can.
Yeah. Wonder if he's getting a chance to sneak up on him from the side.
Jingles and the sheriff are keeping Big John busy, all right. Hey, wait a minute. There's more than one gun working in that cabin. Big John's got some help. Better get closer.
All right, Hickok. Why don't you come and get me? You yellow. Come on.
He's coming, all right. You can't stop him, Big John.
Shut up, you sniveling kid.
Buddy, how'd he get in there?
Wild Bill's coming to get you, Big John.
That's where you're right, buddy boy. I'm coming. Right now.
Well, let him come. I'm ready for him. He won't get me. Nobody's big enough to get Big John.
That's where you're wrong, Big John.
John, it's your cock.
Get out, Bill, Bill!
No!
You got their guns, Wild Bill. Boy, that was some shooting.
All right, you two polecats. Stand where you are while I climb in this window.
I told you he'd come for you, Big John.
Bill! Bill, you all right?
Yeah, Jingles. Come on up.
You heard him, Sheriff. Come on, hurry up.
I'm coming. Damn it, quit hollering at me. Well, well, Wild Bill... I see you caught them varmints dead to rights, eh? Eh, Little Mike. So you were mixed up with Big John, too, huh?
Sure he was. I could have told you that, Sheriff, but you didn't ask me.
Buddy, what are you doing here?
I just came along to help.
And I reckon you did, too, buddy. All right, Sheriff, I guess you can pack those two off to jail.
Ah, you can't take me to jail. I didn't do nothing.
Oh, yes, you did. You brought him supplies and told him when there was going to be gold in the bank. I heard you.
I'll cut your tongue out, you little sidewinder.
No, I reckon you're through with that rough stuff for good, Mike. You and Big John are headed for jail.
Well, Mr. Hickok, the whole town of Mossy Bend is going to be mighty grateful to you for rounding up them there polecats.
No, now think nothing of it, Sheriff. We do it all the time.
You said it, Jingles. There ain't nobody like Wild Bill.
And Jingles.
Oh, you couldn't even catch me.
Hmm?
Want to try? Remember what happened last time.
By the way, Jingles... Just what did happen to get you wedged in between those two buildings back in town?
Oh, now, Bill, I wasn't wedged in. I just heard there was going to be a tornado, so, well, I stepped over there to stand between those two buildings so the wind wouldn't blow them down.
Now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today, folks. We'll be back on Friday with another one. Right, Andy?
You bet, Guy, and it's a corker, too. All about road agents attacking a stagecoach guarded by Wild Bill and Jingles. Don't miss it, kids. It's called Death at Sunset Trail.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Right. It's a great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Lou Krugman, Junius Matthews, Fred Howard, David Duvall, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok faces death at Sunset Trail. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal.